We just got, I don't know, we took a week off. And but anyway, we got a lovely correspondence in the mail from Big Fatty.
Yes, we did.
It was a lovely card. It was a lovely card that was personalized and it's none of your business. Yes. So the fact that we got that lovely card, and really, I was so thrilled to get that card in the mail from Big Fatty. It inspired me to, I wanted to verbally reply to Big Fatty. So Big Fatty, for you, I have a nursery rhyme for Big Fatty. Little Jack Horny sat in the corny, eating out some guy. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, Big Fatty, you need to chew your food better.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it's none of your business.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2561 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 21st of November, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you a little update from the Horror Hotel, and there was something in the little mailbox. Hello, Mirabolas Big. Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're mirror ballers, because y'all, later on tonight, y'all, it is the finals tonight of the dancing. And y'all, I don't know who's going to win, but I kind of do. Y'all, I think it's going to be Chicken Boy, that Jordan, I think his name is Jordan Fisher. And y'all, he is just so good, and I think he's so appreciative, and I hope he wins the Mirror Ball. Yes, Big Fatty!
Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have received correspondence from Miss Patty Bacon. And Big Fatty, where has she been? Well, we'll see. And y'all, the subject line is alert, alert. Big Fatty, do we need more alerts? I don't know. And it says, Ole, Big. Yeah, that's hello backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needraba, North Dakota. You know, that's Aberdeen is Needraba backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. I've been catching up on your little shows, and I have to say thank you very much for your concern about me many times. I feel like I should sing a song of appreciation to you, Big Fatty. Something like, thank you so much, Miss Angela Lansbury. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Miss Angela Lansbury. Thank you. Thank you so much, Big Fatty. That sounds familiar. Well, I can't place it. However, one thing has puzzled me. You kept warning to alert Amber that I was missing. Big Fatty, Big, we've known each other for a long time. I'm a nice girl. I won't even give you an oral fax. Big Fatty, why would you think a stripper would know where I was? You might want to alert Amber to the fact that Poodle's cousin appears to be missing. Hi, Poodle. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi. I'm not one to judge unless Judy is sick on vacation, of course. But I think Poodle's cousin may be a fan of the strippers. He has the voice of a stripper. Big Fatty, is she speaking of Canoodle? I guess. I hope Your short weekend vacay last weekend was wonderful. I still don't understand why you keep staying at that horrible hotel. Do you get a punch card for frequent stays? Patty. Patty, thank you so much for the correspondence. It is always lovely to hear from a member of the prestigious Bacon family. Yes, Big Fatty. And, the Amber Alert has nothing to do with a stripper by any means. But we're glad you're doing well, and we're glad that you're corresponding, and we hope you continue to do so. Y'all, speaking of people that have been missing, I sent an e-letter to that Gus Chad. Because he had that... He had that New Year's resolution. He was going to call the show every week. And y'all, it's just, Big Fatty worries. Big Fatty just worries. He wrote back and he said, I'm still here. My little girl, this little girl is going to be one today, y'all. Big Fatty. Maybe I should do this.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, back to Gus Chad's letter. He says, this little girl is going to be one on two, I say, Tuesday, November 21st. Y'all, that's little Maybe, his puppy dog. Yes, because we love Maybe. He says she's been using up my free time as she is a working breed. That, and I have two senior pets with some issues at some time. Sometimer issues. I'm sorry. As in, sometime they'll eat and sometimes they won't. Plus I work and I've got family issues to deal with, but I'm still listening. But y'all, it's little Maybe's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Oh, Big Fatty, let's just say it's a little Maybe's birthday. Okay. So, y'all, if you see Gus Chad on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, tell him to wish little Maybe a happy birthday. And Big Fatty, I hope little Maybe gets a big old piece of... What do you... Not cake, because they shouldn't eat cake. Maybe a nice dog toy. Big Fatty, not Squeaky Kitty, no! Yeah, this y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Y'all, it's in a brown envelope. Y'all, it is from that Matt Burlingame, Spanking B. Author and Big Gay Sex Show and Chubb's Gone Wild Matt. And y'all, it looks like some sort of cat. Let's just open it up and see what we got here. And let's just, look, Big Fatty. It's y'all, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's got a little leaf, a gold glittery leaf on it, and it is beautiful paper and everything. And Big Fatty, it says, y'all, it's made by my youngest daughter, the number one fan, Nessa, and it says, Big Fatty, have a wonderful autumn and a happy Thanksgiving. Love, Matt, 2017. He says, P.S., your daughter Nessa made this can. Well, Matt, thank you so much. And it really is absolutely lovely. And it's how sweet that it's, yes, Big Betty, and the number one fan made it. And Matt, thank you so much for that. You're awfully kind to do that and to send that to Big Fatty right here just a couple of days before Spanksgiving. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see y'all now. Full disclosure here, the first part of today's little show I recorded prior to leaving Charleston, but y'all, I am now at the Hotel, and y'all, I've just returned from Happy Hour over at the Capri Lounge. Yes, Big Fatty, they don't have any mixers. Well, they're keeping up with y'all, that is supper, an early supper that Brian and I had at y'all. I think the place was called Wife Beaters. Betty, I think it was Wife Savers. Well, Wife Beaters, Wife Savers. I don't know. Y'all had fried chicken and fried okra and some broccoli casserole. And y'all, it's speaking to me. Yes, Big Betty. Along with y'all, I've had two gins, Tanqueray and tonics. Of course, you know, when you buy one, you get one free. So I had three and not quite a half. And y'all, I couldn't drink anymore. I just couldn't drink. No, Big Fatty, you are wasted. Well, I guess so. So, Chris and Brian were over there with me at the Capri Lounge, and y'all, we just had a lovely time, and just lovely, 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 lovely. And y'all, I wanted to tell you a couple of things here. Let me see if I can find it here. Y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, he has sent me, let's see if I can find it now. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Oh, I'm prepared. I'm just drunk. Big Fatty. Or here's one of them. He sent me two things. The first one was back when I did the coupon last. He says, well, sir, that is the largest amount saved and the largest amount spent. Bravo, Big Fatty. You know, the thing about the largest amount spent, Dan, you know, that's $50 worth of grandma presents. So, yes, Big Fatty, you cheap ass. You got $10 off. Dan, thank you for that. Big Fatty, he loves the coupon as much as that Hat M does. It's true. And y'all, then Dan also sent me a picture, and he said something for you to grab on your next shopping trip. And y'all, it's a product called Bobo's. That is vulgar. It is. It's kind of like gingerbread or something like that, but it made me kerfuffle. It made me kerfuffle, and I said, if you didn't shove one of those in your mouth, then I have failed as your boyfriend. Big Fatty, you failed. Dan, I expect to get a picture of you honking a bobo. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. You know, y'all, I told you, y'all, this is a little difficult for me because I have been overserved. Yes, Big Fatty, you went to the Capri Lounge. I told you I put my crema lights up on the bushes outside the villa, and y'all, I I misspoke when I said that I went for a nipple walk. When did I do that? Was that on Saturday? No, that was on... Yes, it was on Saturday. And y'all, but I went for a nipple walk later in the day. And y'all, when I was out walking, I had set the timer and everything for the lights to come on. And y'all, so I walked by to see how the lights looked and everything. And they're just beautiful. Y'all, then I thought to myself, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I am... that person. And I said, I've got to unplug these because I don't want my neighbors here in Fat Acres to think, oh, look at him, he's already got his damn crema lights on. Well, y'all, when I came back, I unplugged them. When I came back from Miss Kitty's Sunday evening after he drilled my hole, Benny, it's still vulgar when you say it. I pulled up in front of the villa because I had to unload my pots out in front and put the decorative drainage gravel in them. Y'all, as I was pulling up, one of the neighbors across the street already had their crema lights on. Fanny. And y'all, I don't know if they just decided to do it or if they saw that I had already turned mine on, so they figured it was okay. Y'all, I had a sense of guilt. A sense of guilt, I tell you, big Fanny. So anyway, y'all, I am over here at the Horror Hotel. I think there's one other room that's rented this evening over here. But y'all, it's like I said, I don't care if I come over here a holiday weekend or if I come on the Monday night of Thanksgiving and I'm the one of two, I say, two rooms here. Y'all, I have a good time. So y'all, I am recording this prior to having a good time. Big Fanny, except that I had a great time with Aw Chris and Aw Brian. Who knows what the night has in store. Big Fanny. Poor people. The last thing I've got on my list. Big Fanny, you got a list? I do. Y'all, I had a HOA meeting this past Tuesday. I think it was, it was this past Tuesday. Y'all, they did not have food. There was no pizza pie for us. And the crowd was significantly smaller, but that's okay. But y'all, the big topic that came up was people are having problems with bats. And big Fanny. But it's mainly the two-story houses that are having trouble with colonies of bats getting in their eaves and things like that. Big Fanny is a good thing. The villa is one story. And y'all, I did a walk around. And y'all, I have absolutely no bats in my belfry. Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Big Fanny, are you? Yeah, that's right. Y'all, I can tell right now for the next week, every day is going to be Saturday. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. And Spanksgiving and Krem will be here before you know it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Taste Like Burning, Tim and James and Tim. And Tim, what are you and James got planned for Spanksgiving?
And it's none of your business.
Oh, Big Fanny, it sounds to me like they may be stuffing more than the turkey.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.